Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. finest in hard bop there, kicking us off this week here on Spinning Jazz. Good morning, welcome along. It's Pete Evans till 11, and that was from 1958 on Riverside Records. It was Philly Joe Jones Sextet, the album Blues for Dracula. That was a tune written by Cal Massey called Fiesta, and it featured Nat Adderley on cornet, Julian Priester on trombone, Johnny Griffin on tenor saxophone, Tommy Flanagan on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Philly Joe Jones was playing the drums, recorded in New York, as I say, in September of 1958. It originally was on Riverside Records. That is actually a Japanese milestone pressing that I picked up in the last week or so. And another album I picked up recently is from 1967. It's on Prestige Records. It's organ groover Richard Holmes, accompanied by Wally Richardson on lead guitar, Steve Wolf on rhythm guitar, Jimmy Lewis on electric bass, and Ben Dixon is playing the drums. This is Horace Silver's tune, The Preacher. The album's called Soul Power.
Thank you. Thank you.
Our second album of the morning from the 50s on Riverside Records. That was Jean Tielemann from his album Man Bites Harmonica. That was East of the Sun, Tielemann's on harmonica. And he was joined by Pepper Adams on baritone saxophone, Kenny Drew on piano, Wilbur Ware on bass. Art Taylor was playing the drums. Vinyl Jazz every Sunday morning here with me, Pete Evans, on Spinning Jazz.
Yeah.
60s, Jack McDuff with Jimmy Forrest, McDuff on Hammond organ, Jimmy Forrest on tenor saxophone, Grant Green on guitar, Ben Dixon was playing the drums. Before that, from the early 60s as well, on VJ Records, we heard Eddie Harris from his album Half and Half, and the tune was Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. And the personnel on that one was Eddie Harris on tenor saxophone, Melvin Jackson on bass, Arthur McKinney and Harold Jones were on drums. John Avant was on trombone. Clarence Wheeler was on tenor saxophone. James Doss was on trumpet, Joe DiOrio on guitar, and the percussionists were Harold Jones and Arthur McKinney again, accompanied by Marshall Thompson. And we are heading to Pacific Jazz and are pressing on the French Swing Records of an early and excellent edition about Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. This one is Blakey on drums, Bill Hardman on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto saxophone, Sam Dockery on piano, and Spanky DeBrest on bass. The album's called Ritual. This is one of Sam Dockery's tunes, and you're listening to Spinning Jazz with me, Pete Evans, and this is Sam's tune. We'll be right back. from 1968 on the Prestige label. That is the title track from the album Listen Here from Freddie McCoy, who was playing Vibes, and he was accompanied by Gene Walker on baritone saxophone, Joanne Brekeen on electric piano, Ray McKinney on bass, and Aldrias at the drums. You'll wait for years and years for Eddie Harris tunes, and then two come along in the same hour. That was Listen Here, one of Eddie's most noted compositions. We're going to head up to 10 o'clock with some Chet Baker Quartet on Barclay Records from France. This is a tune called Pomp. And Chet's trumpet is joined by Dick Twardzik on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Peter Lippman at the drums.